The state will not renew a program that paid bonuses to school employees when student test scores improved significantly. Only 11 schools qualified this year, down from 42 the first year when the department paid out almost $2 million in bonuses. Officials at the Department of Education say the program did not live up to expectations during its three-year test run and never won broad support from teachers. Ann Sutton has more.
In 2006, then-Governor Frank Murkowski floated the idea of using cash incentives to boost student test scores. He said the promise of bonuses for the entire staff, from teachers to janitors to secretaries, would encourage them to pull together and hone student academic skills. Despite trepidation from lawmakers and the education community, Murkowski muscled through legislation creating the Alaska School Performance Incentive Program. And in 2007, staff at 42 schools received checks that ranged from $1,000 to $5,500. One of those schools was Pearl Creek Elementary in Fairbanks, where teacher Jackie Martin says it just didn't sit right with her and her colleagues.
It didn't feel comfortable to have that incentive. I wasn't proud of it, you know. It was hard to face my colleagues who I know work very, very hard in whatever school they're at and feel good about having this money. And my colleagues here at school felt the same way.
The staff discussed whether to return the checks or donate them to an organization like the Literacy Council. In the end, they left the decision up to each individual. But the certificated staff, including about 24 teachers, signed a sharply worded letter to the Department of Education opposing the program. It was not a good measure of academic growth, they said, and could not be applied fairly across Alaska's diverse student populations. But mostly, they said it was divisive, pitting one school against another.
I wouldn't use the word divisive.
Education Commissioner Larry Ledoux agrees the program was flawed, but he disagrees that it caused strife among schools. And he says plenty of people were pleased to have their hard work recognized.
I think the problem that people had was just a philosophical problem with paying professionals to work harder. I think that's how it's perceived, but it wasn't supported because we don't feel it met our goals and the model wasn't working the way we had hoped.
The program worked like this. It awarded points for each student's progress on state reading, writing, and math exams from one school year to the next. The points were then averaged to give the school a score that determined whether it ranked high enough to qualify for the awards. Eric McCormick, the department's director of assessments, says a dry run showed the program would benefit a broad range of schools, large and small, rural and urban, and that bore out the first year of the program.
But in the last 2 years, when we went down to 32 and then 11 schools, they were primarily smaller schools and tended to be elementary. Some of the schools being considered had, you know, less than five kids. And so if three of the five kids had significant growth, even if two, that could be enough to push them above the bar. And the larger school, they would have to move more kids.
Fewer schools were qualifying because test scores had leveled out. Besides, the teachers' union argues that test scores alone are not a good measurement of student achievement. NEA Alaska President Barb Angayak says a better way to promote learning would be to spend the money on teacher training.
For us, the reward that ought to be in place is for those people who have taken additional coursework, additional professional development, and particularly those who have national board certification.
But Ledoux says the bonuses, though flawed, had merit. They recognize the importance of the entire school team, not just individual teachers, he says, and the program methodology, comparing individual student performance from one year to the next, will continue to provide districts and the department with valuable information.
We don't have any specific plan right now, other than we will be exploring it, and we do want to support increased student achievement, and if this is part of the equation, then we'll probably pursue in some other form of it again in the future. If we have federal funds to do so.
Ledoux says the department may be able to use some of the stimulus money for education that's coming to the state through the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. In Juneau, I'm Ann Sutton.